Greetings again, my brothers and sisters of the Daily Respite. Glad you're listening today. It's Pastor Bob, and it's Friday, October 15th, episode 66. 6 plus 6 equals 12. 12 is a great biblical number. We've decided that this is where we should end. We're going to end our Daily Respite series today with our final Jesus Calling, Sarah Young. It's been quite a trip. We've heard from a lot of different authors of devotionals, a lot of different perspectives, and it's been fun. And I think it's helped me grow a bit. I hope you too. At least it helps me get through the day. And boy, if I can just get that every day, I'll take it. Amen. So, what we're going to do is we're going to take Saturday and Sunday off to prepare ourselves for the book of Job. We're going to tell the story of Job, and indeed it is written as a story. You'll discover that it's written like as if a playwright wrote it, or a screenplay. It's kind of got the setup and the props and the directors talking off stage. It's kind of like a puppet show with God and Satan handling the puppets, being the puppeteers. And I think that'll help you understand the real depth and meaning of the book of Job. It's not just a story about a historical man who had a rough life and then got blessed. It's a story of everybody's life in some way or another. And very, very profound. Where does God fit into all of the bad things that happen in our life? So you can look forward to that. Starting on Monday, we'll probably plan on doing a chapter a day if you want to try to get ahead and read a chapter or two. I'll probably spend Monday, at least partly, giving you some context and background of the book of Job so you have some awareness as we go in. But I think you should be excited about it. If you're not, give yourself a chance. The book of Job, written for our times, no doubt about it. Amen. All right, let's get on to today's devotion, which you're probably thirsty for and waiting and need at this point in time. So I'll offer that to you. As you know, we get the devotion from Sarah Young with Jesus talking to us. We get a couple of scripture excerpts, and then we go back and hear from Jesus again. So that's what we'll do. And here we go. Let's settle our mind and still our hearts. Jesus says, try to stay conscious of me as you go step by step through this day. My presence with you is both a promise and a protection. After my resurrection, I assured my followers, surely I am with you always. That promise was for all of my followers, without exception. The promise of my presence is a powerful protection. As you journey through your life, there are numerous pitfalls along the way. Many voices clamor for your attention, enticing you to go their way. A few steps away from your true path are pits of self-pity and despair, or plateaus of pride and self-will. If you take your eyes off me and follow another's way, you are in grave danger. Even well-meaning friends can lead you astray if you let them usurp my place in your life. The way to stay on the path of life is to keep your focus on me. Awareness of my presence is your best protection. Our first scripture text is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 20. Matthew 28, 20. Jesus says this, "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Our next scripture excerpt is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Listen to the words of the author of Hebrews. This is so good. The author says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." And once more, let's hear from Jesus again and see how our double dip changes what we hear and what it may mean for us. Jesus says, "Try to stay conscious of me as you go step by step through this day. My presence with you is both a promise and a protection. After my resurrection, I assured my followers, 'Surely I am with you always.' That promise was for all of my followers, without exception. The promise of my presence is a powerful protection. As you journey through your life, there are numerous pitfalls along the way. Many voices clamor for your attention, enticing you to go their way. A few steps away from your true path are pits of self-pity and despair, and plateaus of pride and self-will. If you take your eyes off me and follow another's way, you are in grave danger. Even well-meaning friends can lead you astray if you let them usurp my place in your life. The way to stay on the path of life, capital L life, is to keep your focus on me. Awareness of my presence is your best protection." Amen. And we'll converse with each other again on Monday. So have a blessed Friday, have a holy Saturday, and have a sacred Sabbath Sunday. God be with you until we meet again.